Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta be on the radio.
Welcome back, hour number two, Around the House with Eric G. This show's all about home improvement. It doesn't matter if you live in a Pearl District condo to a Richland Ranch house. I'm here to help you get that project started, planned, or completed. We are your live and local home improvement show. This isn't some crazy infomercial. We are live and local here in the Northwest. This show is always about the phone calls, though, where we want to give us a call at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And, you know, if you want to send an email and you're being shy, that's okay. ATH@KXL.com. Make sure you like us on iTunes and SoundCloud, as well as Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. And as well, if you missed some of the show, like the last hour that we've been talking with Stanley the Dirt Monkey, you can check us out. The one webpage to go to is aroundthehouseonline.com, and you'll find everything right there. Well, I want to continue the conversation with my good friend, the Dirt Monkey, because we're going to talk a little bit about homeowners now and what they can do. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, Eric. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're going to talk about some homeowner tools. Is that where we're going?
You know, people, okay. You know, there's so many people out there that are just getting their first home, or they've got a rental home, or they're just trying to get into, you know, their first project out there. What are some of your tips for people out there that are maybe starting and planning that first backyard project when spring comes around?
Okay, so your tools are an investment. And so you're going to want to not just go out and buy one out of every brand that's out there, because what happens is most of these are now battery operated, Eric.
Yes, they are.
And the batteries don't go from one platform to another platform. And in fact, a lot of times, let's say you stick with a brand. You say, oh, you know what? I like red, or I like yellow, or I like teal. I don't care what color you like.
Sure.
But you find a brand that you like. You've got to also be careful that some of those brands, the tools, the batteries don't even interchange from one set of tools within the brand to a different set of tools within that same brand. And so just to be aware of that, because realize that this tool is something that you should eventually be handing down to your grandchildren, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because all of us have a tool from our grandfathers or a tool that was passed down from one generation to the next. And so you're not buying a tool for yourself. You're buying a tool as an investment for the future that could be handed down. And to make that decision carefully, it doesn't seem like much, but $100, $200, but when you have 10 or 15 tools and the batteries go out well before the tools go out,
yes,
and you try to buy a different battery and it doesn't fit in your tool, that could leave a bad taste in your mouth. You know what I mean?
It does. And, you know, it's funny. If you take a well-skilled craftsperson out there and you give them a low-quality tool, they will struggle many times just trying to make those cuts or just trying to fasten things together. So imagine if you're a homeowner trying to do the same thing with less practiced skills as what that professional has, it's going to be even harder for you to do something successfully with that tool. So I walk that same talk with that, is buy as great a tool as you can afford, because many times you get exactly what you pay for when you're looking at tools.
And when you buy that one tool that you can afford, make sure you look at what do you think the other tools you're going to need, and do they carry that those tools in that same lineup? Because when you pull that battery pack out of the one tool you need, you've got to be able to slip it into the other tool that you need, right?
Well,
a lot of these tools are now battery operated. Cords are kind of being a thing of the past.
Cords and air hoses, both. I mean, it. I don't care if you're working in the garage or in the backyard or, you know, in a project in the shop. It's the all of those cords and hoses are going away. And you're right. The benefit too is when you buy tools like that, you get multiple battery packs. So now you've got multiple batteries that can be on the charger at the same point. Which, if you're doing something like putting in a bunch of screws on a deck or something like that, and you're trying to use that tool to its maximum power. A lot of these batteries today, you'll use that tool and it will last long enough that your other battery can actually charge, where 5 years ago, that might not always be the case.
Exactly. You know, another question that I get asked a lot is, what's the best brand name out there? So if you're going to buy a mower, or, you know, for me, it's more heavy equipment, what's the best excavator, bulldozer, payloader, just any kind of equipment? Well, here's something that I suggest to everybody is look at the service dealer in your area, because most brand names out there, I don't care if it's Case, Caterpillar, Toro, Steel, Echo, It doesn't matter if it's big equipment or little equipment, Eric. These guys have a lot invested into building their equipment, so they're building quality. 99.9% of the companies I look at, it's quality materials. It's quality craftsmanship. They're quality equipment, right?
Yep.
But it's what they all break. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to break. And when it breaks, what is the shop going to be like? What are they going to treat you like when you take it in? That's more important than the name brand that you buy, because if they all break, you know you're going to be visiting that service shop. And if that service shop doesn't treat you like a king or a queen, then buy a different brand name.
You know, that's the tough part. And I want to get your calls out there at 877-733-1011, because I'm going to include you in this conversation at 877-733-1011. That's one of the tough times with buying tools that you're going to use heavily at a home center sometimes, because sometimes the home center is not the most, I'm going to say this fairly politically correct, is not the most customer-friendly situation when you're trying to get tools repaired and you have to go through them to have it done.
Exactly. So you've got to take that into consideration as part of that game plan. Like we said, tools are an investment. Whether it's a hand tool, power tool, or something you can ride in, sit on, or drive around the yard, consider them all investments. And so to look at all the different components that are going to, you know, make you happy as part of ownership of that tool.
Exactly. What's one of your favorite brands of lawnmowers out there? There's so many out there, and that's one of those things that I'll be honest, I've the last couple of years, just because of my schedule, I have not followed the lawn care stuff as well, because I have just decided to pay somebody to do it. And, you know, lawn care is fairly inexpensive. I don't have a huge lawn, but what are some of your favorite brands that you kind of go to? And I know this is an endorsement list, but I'm just curious to see what your favorites are.
Well, you know, I own Toro for my commercial fleet, but I've just got done testing a Wright mower for the last 4 months. They dropped it off. Here's one of the, you know, a lot of these companies, some of them want to micromanage what you do with it, how you do it. Mm-hmm. Wright mowers dropped this mower off in my lap. They didn't even tell me how to operate it. They didn't care what I did with it. If I took a picture of it, made a video of it, they didn't care. They just wanted feedback on how they could improve their mower. And I was blown away just by the way they operate their business, the way they rely on customer feedback. They want honest opinions. They're not trying to spoon feed or manipulate what you say when you give an opinion. They really want to know ways to make it better. And the machine itself, after running it, and I mean, literally, I didn't just run it, Eric. I used and abused this machine for 4 months.
That is awesome.
Like I say, I drove it like I stole it, right?
That is awesome. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more homeowner-friendly tips here. And I want your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Whoa.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're talking home improvement today. We've been talking with Stanley the Dirt Monkey, good friend of mine. That was, you're listening to Jade. I still shocks me that kid is 17 years old. And I've got some stuff up on YouTube with him, Facebook and Instagram as well.
Does he do both the vocals and guitar in this song?
Yeah.
Oh, it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's just so
that
good.
That kid just rocks it. And he's still in high school, so you got to love kids out there and what you can do with technology these days. So take a look, J-A-Y-D, and you can see him on Spotify, iTunes, all those kind of things. So let's get back to my brother here, Stanley the Monkey. How you doing?
good, Eric.
Exactly. Just trying to get this, just getting over that cold, man. Last week I was trying to fight that flu, and I tell you what, it's crazy. But I do have to say that this, I got to drop this in here before we get to you. This segment Around the House is brought to you by my friends at Western Construction Systems. Western Construction System is hiring full-time crew members, offering competitive benefits. To apply, visit westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. And you'll get to meet those guys down there this week. We'll wrap up and get together down at World of Concrete, man. They'll let you meet the folks at Western. They're good people.
You know, my buddy Mike McCallowich, he's the author of Profit First and Pumpkin Plan and a bunch of those pretty awesome books. He actually, I asked him, what's the best way to hire people? And he said, when you create an ad, to create a very detailed, in-depth ad talking about all of the good, all of the bad. But then he says, what you do is in the bottom of the ad, you put in, hey, when you reply to this help wanted ad, put in the subject line, Westra Construction Rocks, or the name of your company rocks, some kind of a key phrase. And what happens is the people that actually put that in, you know, those are the detail-oriented people that read the entire thing all the way through. Everybody else, you can automatically kind of start to weed them out, and it worked. I've got one of my greatest guys, a mathematician with a PhD, is now one of my project foremen. And I'm just like, wow, this actually works.
Dude, that is great advice. I'm stealing it. That is awesome. Well, you know, we've been talking about, you know, some of the homeowner tools that they should have in their toolbox, you know, for doing work outside. And, you know, we got into the tool platforms. Was there anything else you wanted to add onto that before we dive into our next subject?
Well, I think our next subject is driveways. Is that right?
You got it. I want to dive into this because there are so many myths and confusion and on what's the best driveway material. Because, you know, over here we've got desert, we've got, you know, the wet side of the state, we've got everybody in our listening area. So what's your take on driveways? Because that's a complex subject.
So the ones that I'm most familiar with are asphalt, concrete, and brickstone pavers.
You got it.
Anything outside of that, I'm not going to give you an edumacated opinion on it, to be honest with you. But all three of those materials can make a great driveway if the base is done correctly. That means the raw dirt underneath it is prepped and prepared. It's tested and compacted. And then your actual base material, which is the material that separates the raw dirt from your actual driveway material, as deep enough and of the appropriate nature. You know, 6 inches is very typical, but we've got wet heaving clay here in Minnesota, and we put entire parking lots over the top of it as long as we've got good base material underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other question really is, Eric, is what do you want to see? What's the aesthetics that you want to see? Knowing that as long as you prepare underneath it the right way, you can have a long-lasting result. But all three of these driveway materials will require different amounts of maintenance.
Sure.
And so one of the things that people underestimate is how much maintenance. You know, people falsely think that concrete is probably the best driveway material, and sometimes it can be. But inside of the industry, concrete is actually called crackcrete.
No kidding.
So if you work in the concrete industry, you've probably heard that phrase, and if you work outside of it, you probably don't want anybody to hear that phrase, right?
Exactly. We have so much exposed aggregate concrete over here in the Portland metro area that has been put down, and it doesn't work as well in our climate because, you know, we get the months and months of rain, and if it's not maintained correctly, it gets the months and months of green, slimy, black moss on it, which is kind of like running across a skating rink that has just been hit by the Zamboni with a set of tennis shoes.
Oh, it can be slippery, so it depends on what they use for a glaze over the top of it, and if you can then resurface that, you've got to be very careful. You know, think long term again. This is a marathon, not a sprint, especially with the driveway. You want that to last 10, 15, 20 plus years, and a little bit in the beginning goes a long way at the end. So if you're going to be doing a concrete driveway, I'm going to recommend, you know, you're going to hear the 4-inch pour. If you can afford to do a 6-inch pour and fortify it with rebar, that's better yet, because as a demolition guy, as you know, I have to remove these things. I dread the rebar reinforced driveways. I know how hard it can be to pull them apart. But the driveways that don't have simple rebar, simple wire mesh in them, they crumble. It's almost like plaster of Paris out there. You can drop a rock on it and it'll spider web, just fall all apart. And so that's where I'm saying a little bit goes a long way. And if you're using concrete, just fortify it with rebar and wire mesh, and that's going to give you a better result.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's... I'm not a big fan of the exposed aggregate concrete because it's harder to repair down the road. If you're a homeowner, it's one of those things that it's really not a friendly patch type of deal if you want to do some maintenance on it. I've seen a lot of people struggle to make that look good.
Oh, you know, I had exposed aggregate at my own house. I hated it so much, Eric, that I ended up overcoating it. So if you do have it, you're not stuck with it. Sacrete makes a product called, I think it's called Flowcrete.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm right, maybe it's Flowcoat, Flowcrete. I can't remember. I should know that because I used it on my entire driveway, and I loved it because I didn't have to rip out my driveway. I didn't have to put new base in. My driveway was already a 6-inch pour, so it was not broken up. And even if your driveway isn't in good shape and does have cracks, you can still use this stuff over the top of it, and it gave it a completely different look. And I love it. It's a good product, so you're not always stuck.
That's awesome. So instead of having to rip up the entire driveway, you did a DIY repair and skim coated the whole thing. And how's that held up? Has that done pretty well for you?
You know, that was what I really wanted to experiment long term. So I did that driveway in the fall. And this year, I'm taking my plow truck over the top of it. I'm back dragging it. I'm plowing it. I want to use it and abuse it. You know, we talked about that. I want to put it to its extreme test. I don't want to go out there and tell people, hey, this is a great product, and then I got to baby it or I have problems around it. So I've had zero issues with it so far. Even taking a steel edge snowplow, V plow over the top of it and scraping it, it's
taking it.
Like, yeah, it's taking it with zero issues at all.
That's awesome. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about driveways and planning for those. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Little Rocket Man, my Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Rocket Man, I like this song. Kind of my little version, little punk rock of, maybe it's probably the most political thing we ever do in this show, which equals just about nothing. And we like to keep it that way. Well, you know, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Check them out online. AdairHomes.com, A-D-A-I-R, Homes.com. We've been talking here, home improvement like we always do, been outside of the house a little bit today. I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011, because I want you to join in the conversation, 877-733-1011. And we're talking today with my friend, Stanley the Dirt Monkey, and you can check him out all over social media as the Dirt Monkey, and there is tons of stuff for everyone to learn. And I don't care if you're in the trades or not, homeowner, brand new homeowner, experienced homeowner, there's something you can learn from you, brother.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
So let's continue the conversation. You know, we've been talking, if you're just joining us, we've been talking a little bit about driveways, because there's always so many questions with that. What's the best material? And we were talking concrete. What are your feelings with asphalt driveways?
Well, you know, Asphalt, just take it into consideration that you're going to have to overcoat it and do a little bit more maintenance. I think Asphalt has the highest level of maintenance of any driveway if you want to have a long-term product that's going to compare to some of the others out there. So take that into consideration on the front end when you're making your purchase decision. It's going to be the cheapest of the three materials by far, with concrete coming in the middle and then brickstone pavers coming in on the high end. But now if you go with like a stamped concrete, Eric, or a designer type of a concrete colored or something like that, then that cost can compare to brickstone pavers.
Gotcha. Well, you know, one of the tips I tell people, too, if you're thinking about redoing that driveway, come up with a few plans, you know, of what you might be doing later on. Because I tell you what, it can make it really nice if you've run some conduit or some entryways to go across that driveway. So if you ever expand your irrigation system or you want to run a light pole outside or something like that, you've got some way without having to tear up that driveway again.
Oh, yes. A little foresight goes a long way, and that's great advice, absolutely. If you know that could be a potential future addition, for sure, just dry run the pipe, and you can fish something through it later on.
Yeah, throw some caps over the end of it, just dry fit it on there, you'll be fine. And it gives you a lot of options down the road when you go, oh, man, I wish I would have done this first. You've at least got some things set up there. One of the things we run into a lot here is planning for drainage, because, you know, we get, you know, in at least the Portland area, you know, we can get a couple inches of rain on a day, and that's not that out of the ordinary. We call that a heavy rain day. But, you know, we get over into, Bend, Oregon, and we get tons of snow, and they get some rain and freezing rain over there. So drainage and stuff becomes kind of a big key right there, and I always try to tell people to plan ahead for those bad storm days and maybe even drop in a trough drain or something like that near your garage door if things aren't sloped correctly, because many times around here you'll get that high road, it'll drop down, and then it heads towards the garage, and all of a sudden you've got a lake. My neighbor, when I used to live at my last house in Lake Oswego, we had a really heavy rain day that overwhelmed the entire system. And all of a sudden, I looked out the front door, and I could see water in my street across the entire street. And then my neighbor had about 8 inches of water hitting the front of her garage door. And it was incredible how much water was coming down through the street. But a little trough drain won't stop that. But, a little bit of planning can help you out, at least through landscaping as well, and keep you headed the right direction.
Do you have a lot of paver driveways where you're at, Eric?
You know, we don't here on the eastern side. Yeah, it's mostly asphalt and concrete here. Paver driveways, there are some. Some of it just comes down to cost and then things getting washed out pretty easily. But you see a lot more paver driveways when you get over into the eastern side of the state. Tri-Cities will see some more. Bend will see some more that way. It's just kind of a great mix of them.
You should see more and more within urban areas as well. The more developed an area is, the more people are going to either go to a permeable asphalt, believe it or not, that is such a thing, or especially permeable brickstone paver surfaces, because green space has become a priority. You know, we need a certain amount of green space to compensate to allow the water to perk through the ground. And so a brickstone or a paver driveway, I'm going to call it paver. I just don't want people to think of it as asphalt paving. A paver driveway is the bricks. That allows for the water to saturate below it and actually contain all of that water beneath the driveway.
Nice. Versus capping it with concrete or asphalt.
Right, exactly. So the water perks down below where your driveway sits, and then you can direct it with the sub-base drainage, and you can make that water go any way you want. Your driveway can pitch one way, Eric, and you can have the sub-base pitch a completely different way to direct and control the water to a completely different area.
That's awesome.
It works.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because you're now, instead of capping it off, you're actually letting that water go down there and get back into the soil, instead of having to take that massive sheet of water that you've got going across that and having to direct it into some kind of a storm drain system and get it away.
Right. And so how they do that with brickstone is they actually, you know, dig enough base material out, and then they put in 3/4 rock, and then they layer that up down to a fine granite, and then they put the pavers on top of it so the water flows right through it, hits the bottom layer, which is clay in your area, and if you tilt that soil a certain way, you're going to get all that water to flow away from your structures and down into the natural reservoirs.
That's awesome. Hey, before we go out to break here in a few minutes, I want to talk a little bit about concrete repair. What are your thoughts on people, you know, they have those sidewalks or the walkways up to their house, their driveways that, you know, the concrete's falling or coming apart? At what point do you look at it and say, okay, I'm going to top coat this or I'm going to replace it?
Well, top coating it actually can be done, but the only unfortunate truth is it's never going to blend. So it's always going to be like that scar that you've got. It's going to be an eyesore. Mm-hmm. So if you're really picky, then you're going to have to top coat the entire area and then do what the entire surface. And so really it's a matter of aesthetics. You know, structurally, a surface repair can be almost as strong as the concrete itself nowadays with the new materials that are out there. But you can never get it to blend quite right aesthetically. That's the big kicker for a lot of people. Do you want to look at that big booger on the front of your sidewalk forever, or do you bite the bullet, remove it, and put a brand new piece in there?
Exactly. You know, we've got about a minute left here before we go out to break again, but I work a lot with Western Construction Systems, and what's cool with those guys is they use carbon fiber a lot. So if you see that big, you know, 75 or 100-year-old retaining wall that's out front that's leaning forward and it's got some big fractures and stuff in it, they actually will come in and then fill that void with mortar, with a 9,000 PSI mortar, and then use carbon fiber around the outside and impregnate that carbon fiber with that, and then you can stucco over the top of that or whatever, and you get a good-looking wall without having to go back and rebuild it.
Right, but are they repairing the structural issues that created the crack in the first place?
That's yeah, they are. Place. They're usually hitting that with the carbon fiber and keeping that from busting apart. When we come back, we're probably not going to take any calls, but we're going to wrap up with Stanley the Dirt Monkey, and we will be talking about the rest of his stuff just as soon as Around the House returns. Every week does have its weekend. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're jumping back into our last segment. I hope we've answered a few of your questions and helped you get some of these projects under control. If you think of something you need help with after the show ends, just drop me a note to ATH@KXL.com and be sure to like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And if you missed any of the show today and you want to hear what you missed, podcast is going to be up a little bit later on. I've got Dane over here doing double duty today. He is rocking it. He's over there juggling flaming chainsaws, which is kind of making it fun. AroundTheHouseOnline.com is where you're going to find it. And you can find it on SoundCloud there as well as iTunes. And so when we were leaving off here, we've been talking with my buddy, the Dirt Monkey. He is a YouTube and Instagram sensation out there with all of his how-to stuff. Let's talk about a little bit about you in this last segment, and what's the best way to people to find you on the internet?
Well, the easiest way is just to go to YouTube, Eric, and type in Dirt Monkey. A couple things are going to come up. Rock band, which plays, I don't know, dubstep or something like that.
That ain't you.
That's not me. And then the construction guy, and that's me. And you're going to find I got 300-400 plus videos out there on that. I also got a website, dirtmonkeyu.com, and that's really meant for DIY homeowners and contractors looking at really trying to dive deep, knowing how to do things, you know, how to install things, how to run a business. It's kind of everything in the world of construction, from the office out to the field. And it's really meant for guys that when they're done, you know, working at the end of the day, they look back and they can actually see what they've accomplished to help those kind of guys improve their life and to build their own dreams.
That's awesome. And stay tuned to all of our Facebooks and everything else. My Facebook, your Instagram and stuff. Who knows? We might cross paths this next week and do something together on a live thing. You never know what might happen. So keep an eye out for shenanigans, because you never know what could pop up.
That would be awesome. Down at World of Concrete, we'll hook up and let's do something down there.
Exactly, exactly. What do you see coming up here? We only got a couple minutes left. What do you see coming up here in 2018 that seems exciting for you, that new tools or whatever else is happening out there? Is there anything that makes you go, wow, I'm excited for this?
You know, Eric, watch my Instagram page, because every single day people are bringing new tools to me that I never knew existed. So for me to tell you, oh, you know, what is this? This morning, something called the Beak came up, and it's like a hydraulic. It goes on the front of a skid loader and an excavator, and it's like a thumb, a grapple, plus a breaker. I'm just like, oh, my God, this is really cool. But only a construction geek like myself would go, this is awesome. So check out my Instagram to make sure you guys get the latest and greatest updates, because I share it all there.
That is awesome, because there's just, it's funny, there are so many things that are changing out there in the industry. It gets to be a lot of fun, you know, with technology to Bluetooth tools talking to each other to, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. And one of the things that I do love out there as well is some of the new lighting things that are coming out, you know, as far as LED lighting for job sites, homeowners working in the garage. Some of that stuff is getting just absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, the best part is I don't just love it. When I get this new LED lighting and my wife grabs it from me and now I can't get it back from her, that tells me they're on the right track.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I have for my kind of everyday carry, a quick shout out to my friends over at Milwaukee. I run around with some of their stuff and I just in my normal work day, and I absolutely love that stuff. And there's plenty of other great brands out there as well, but they've done a really nice job with some of their new LED stuff that's USB rechargeable.
Well, Milwaukee, if you want to talk about that, they've got this light that's got like a weird handle on it, but that thing has got three modes on it, and I don't ever leave home going out to my plow sites without it. That has become an everyday carry. I don't know if it's called it's not the rocket light, but it's just a small handheld, and it's got like a searchlight. It's insane.
Yeah, I've got that same thing as well, and that thing, it'll burn your cornea if you're not careful with that thing. That thing is bright.
I love that thing. Yeah, I say they're an industry leader in lighting by far. Yeah. I mean, just some of the stuff I've seen from them for lighting, oh, yeah.
All right, 15 seconds left. Best way to get a hold of you again?
Oh, just go to Dirt Monkey University, dirtmonkeyu.com. Check out our website. We'd love to have you stop in, check it out, or find me on YouTube or Instagram. Just type in Dirt Monkey, you'll find me. Thank you.
All right, brother, thanks so much. Well, that's all the time we've got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and to him who rocked the Communication Center as well. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for modeling, and a renovation of your home. But until then, do what you do, love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.